Ooh, aloha everybody, it's KP here. I'm recording early morning on the 30th of December 2020, and first thing is, oh yeah, we got snow, and pretty reasonable snow, so I always enjoy the first, usually I've enjoyed the first time of snow, and this is the same thing. So I was out in it today, running with snow on my face and just enjoying that. And then later on now it's turned to a bit more rain and sleet and that sort of thing. So that's enough about the weather. But one point is that, you know, again, it's really about, this is a kind of a message that I'm continuing to go through various things. I think all of us are going through certain parts of releasing and just allowing these things to, you know, these things to release. I'm still, you know, in my own particular case, struggling with a bit of struggling I'm feeling about the house. It's just, the house is a very nice house. It's a very pleasant house. It's a very comfortable house. And there's still a lot of things that I just don't really feel accustomed to. Now, this is part of the releasing. I feel that part of me is trying to, part of this is about releasing what we become used to, what we become accustomed to. We're moving into a whole new realm, a whole new realm that has really, it's a different kind of realm. And many of us have been living this way for some time, that we've been living on a multi-level, viewing things from a multi-level way, and just kind of living one day at a time. And right now, I think it's very important for us to live this time in a one moment at a time. One moment. And, you know, I listen to all these people talking, and, you know, I listen to this person and that person, and they all have their views, and they all have their kind of way of approaching life. And, yeah, you can take courses, you can take this, you can take that. But I think the message, it continues to be to take this moment, take this moment and live fully in this moment. And to me, fully means really addressing and facing, kind of being with, being with the moment. And that's kind of a theme that seems to be coming up. It's being with the moment. There's so much happening. If you look outside, looking outside ourselves is not going to cut it. And again, it's so easy to look outside. And we see this going on. Oh, there's the election thing going on. And then there's the other things going on. All sorts of things around the planet are going on. Then there are shows that, some of which I've signed up for, you know, maybe pay a little bit of money each month to learn about this decode or that decode and what's happening. And people are looking at this, and they're kind of, some of them are approach it from looking at the, like, Bible references and verses that sort of indicate that this is a phase that we're in. And a lot of those don't really appeal to me, some of those things. It's just that I know that the path of ascension is being laid out before us. And, each of us has our own individual path. I'm presuming that we have an individual path, and then we have a path as we're ascending, as we come together in one way or another, vibrationally, to ascend as a planet. And I've heard it's ascending in 3D, I've heard it's ascending in 4D. So to me, a lot of these things right now, it's just so far from what I care to spend any time with. But, you know, we are here to be, to me, this is from my view always, but I'm here to be who I am. I'm here to be the being of light that I am. And I wrote about this the other day, to just be who I am and to become the higher vibrational being of light that I know I am and to align with that. So, you know, it just occurred to me too that a lot of people I know are, we have come here, we have been here before on this planet, we've incarnated here before. Now it's a time when we're all ascending, and it's like we're really very high vibrational beings, many of us. And I'm not saying I'm the highest vibrational being in the universe, but I'm one of them, I feel, who has been here before and connected with the higher ones, with the higher vibrational beings. Whether you call them galactic, whether you call them, you know, of a particular cosmic race, it doesn't matter to me. It's, right now, it's like I'm here to do and be and vibrate as I am to assist this planet in rising up. So with that, I'm just going to end this here. I'm making it very short. I'm not going to do any major things, but I just wanted to say aloha to everyone. No music today, just enjoy the short message, and go out and enjoy whatever place you're in at whatever time you're in. To me, that's a very important thing to do right now. So I very well may be having a mocha tomorrow. I don't know. It might be in Illinois. It might be in Iowa. It might be in Wisconsin. Who knows? Anywhere where I can sit down. And so we'll just see where it goes. So with that, we will say aloha and thank you all for being here at this time. Aloha.